year.
Thank you for holding. Is this Michelle?
It is.
Hi, Michelle. My name's John. I'm the director here at Local Splash. How you doing?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm doing well. So far, so good. Still pretty early, so we're just getting everything started. I understand you were talking to Tara. Tara just wanted me to jump on the line to go over pricing. There was a discount that she wanted me to apply towards the listing since you guys were established in 98. But did you have any questions about the placement or what we'll be able to do for your company?
No, just she just was telling me about it. And like 10 people have called me trying to get me to go with Google and have our name come up, you know, under the first however many. Anyway, I've had several people call me, and I've had several different prices. So
yeah,
I was just wondering what your price was.
Yeah, absolutely. What held you back from moving forward with the Google listing?
Because I didn't want to pay $300 for our company to be advertised with Google.
Gotcha. So it's just the cost. I mean, did you ever, like, consider the return on investment? Because the program that you're using now uses this type of advertising. They use Google in order to get the leads that they resell to you, ultimately. So they pay for it first, and then they mark it up in the price, and then they sell it to you. And it goes to like three or four other people, you know, and they're charging you even if you don't get the lead. You're on a pay-per-lead system right now. So the reason they're calling you is when we see that you're using that, it makes more sense. And usually you have better success, and it's more cost-efficient if you have people just call you directly off the first page of the Google search results.
This is true.
Yeah, I think you can see the value in that. So the major benefit is that we do even have the position available. I mean, obviously, they've been bugging you recently, but when a spot opens up, they attack it. You know, there's a couple of different Google partners out there, and once we fill the spot, we close it out. So then you end up, you know, waiting X amount of time. It's not necessarily like Home Advisor where, you know, you could sign up for it whenever. But we do have the opening. The pricing on our pricing page is close to $300, so that's how I know you've probably talked to a Google partner. It's about $299, but I can get it reduced down to $199 on a month-to-month basis if you're willing to give us a shot. That way I can show you how well it works.
So $200 per month?
Yeah, and it's month-to-month, so you know, take it 1 month at a time. You're not going to come back for the second month unless you're seeing good return on investment, which is really easy to do in your industry. I mean, the first client that we bring you, you're pretty much going to offset that cost, especially if you're taking a cherry-picking method to the leads.
Yeah, and that's the best you can do?
That is, yeah. If you go, like I said, if you go on our website, our lowest pricing structure starts at $299. And then it usually goes up from there. So that's why she asked me to jump on the line, and she wanted to see how low I can get it. And that's about $3 over our wholesale cost. So we're not going to make any money on it. But my goal is to get your foot in the door, because if I can get your foot in the door, it'll sell itself, especially if you're going to compare it to Home Advisor by Angie's Leads. I know you got this .com website already too, so you know we'll attach that to the Google Business Profile, verify the Google Business Profile, start developing your reviews there. So even if you left us in the future, at least for people who are looking up your business name, you're going to have all those reviews and credibility, your website attached to it, and something that's actually driving traffic to that site regularly. But I don't think you're going to leave it. So I'm just playing worst case scenario with you.
I mean, when I looked up plumbers near me, my name come up.
Well, yeah. If you've been verified yourself, then you should show up in your own backyard. You know, the idea here is the more ground you cover, the more opportunity you're going to have. This listing is going to get you up to a 50-mile radius from your street address that was PIN verified. And then we list you for up to 15 different keyword terms or services. So you notice if you change the search, maybe type in like drain cleaning, or instead of the near me, just best plumbers, you know, those are all different keywords. You'll notice the search criteria changes. and the results change based off of what service you're requesting. So we'll get in there, you know, be very specific. We'll also be able to promote you for commercial work, whereas Home Advisor is Home Advisor. Most commercial contractors aren't going to Home Advisor. Maybe looking for Business Advisor, right, or go to Google. So, you know, you're going to expose yourself to a lot more opportunity than what you would see from that platform. We also do a popular directory submission, too, which is super beneficial. It's going to submit you to 60-plus popular directories in the area, things like Yelp, Yellow Pages, Thumbtack. I'm sure you've heard of a few of those. There's about 60 of them. So you'll still be able to generate leads from those platforms as well, even though 9 times out of 10 your calls are going to come right from Google. And then also the Bing search engine uses Google's top recommended to promote their top 5. So you'd actually be a top option on the search results for the Bing search engine as well. I'm sure just Google and Bing alone being a top option there for that 50-mile radius will outperform anything that's being produced by Home Advisor. Because like I said, they're basically using this. Do you notice if you scroll down, you see the Home Advisor by Angie's listing? You'll see the Angie.com or Home Advisor in there in the organic section. Yeah. So they can't get up here next to the map because the map is verified local businesses. So, and they're a very large, like, commercial lead reseller. But, you know, you could see that for your area, you'll be above even that Home Advisor listing. So right now, anything that you get from Home Advisor by Angie's List, these people have to scroll past the top recommended guys, get turned into a lead, which at that point, it's obviously not any kind of emergency, right? If I have water on my floor, I'm not filling out a form waiting for 5 people to call me and price shopping. I'm usually calling the top recommended people, trying to get them out there as soon as possible. That's why we're trying to tell you it's worth every penny, especially if you compare it to what you're doing now. I don't know how much you're spending on Home Advisor, but I've worked with a lot of people who have used that system in the past, and they tell me the leads can be as low as, you know, $20, and some of them are, you know, as high as $100 for the large commercial leads. So, you know, by the time you get 10 of them, I'm sure you're well past $200 on that month. You know, we'll get you a lot more than 10 lead opportunities throughout the month. So that's why I was saying if you compare it, it has a tracking system. You could run them side by side, and, you know, it'll pretty much be a no-brainer. Google's been the most profitable form of advertising for the last, like, 20 years.
Right.
Yeah.
So it just means that my name will come up at the top?
Well, your name, address, phone number, link to your website. We'll update your hours. We're maintaining it all for you. So you just got to focus on answering the calls, obviously, and converting them and try to generate as good of reviews. But, yes, your name will appear at the top for up to 15 different keyword terms or services that you'll be able to hand select and pre-approve. They're also interchangeable, too. We give you access to a system called Google Analytics. So you could see what people are searching the most in your industry. And if you ever notice some of the keywords are working better than others, you could swap them out. So that way we're always keeping you in front of the keywords or services that are getting the most traffic and phone calls. You don't have to guess.
Right. I would say right now I'm not interested.
You sounded interested. You're saying,
I'm interested. I am interested, but I'm not interested. I don't know. We've got a ton of work right now.
Yeah, that's the time to do it. I don't want you to wait until your business is failing and then try it. Not saying your business is going to fail.
Right.
I'm not implying that at
all.
I think you guys will be great.
Right.
But I'm just saying, you know, it's the time to invest in getting the company grounded or cemented would be when you guys are doing well. You don't want to wait until things are going bad and then try to scramble around for ways to generate clients.
Right.
Mm-hmm. And then obviously with the slower time of the year just around the corner, you know, it's going to be more important to have your name online. So people aren't going to be you know, going through bad weather to find a plumbing contractor. They're just going to pull out their phone.
Yeah.
Then I waived the setup fee for you, and it's all month to month, so it's just $199. In the next 30 days, you guys wouldn't get charged another bill until November 17th, and by then we'll already have 30 days worth of data to prove to you it's worth every penny. Won't have to resell you on it.
Hmm.
Obviously, I would have. Oh, sorry. Go ahead.
Obviously, what? No, go ahead. Obviously, what?
I said, obviously, I mean, I would like to be able to give you a month for free if I could.
Right, right.
It'd make my life a lot easier, you know?
Right. Hold on one second, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Hold on. Are you there?
Yeah, I'm still with you, Michelle.
Okay, I'm so sorry. That was someone about work, so I couldn't not answer. Anyway.
No, everybody I work with is a business owner, so I understand.
Okay, good.
Yeah.
Good. Well, I mean, I want to do it, but I'm like, because like you said, it does make sense. You know, if I got four calls for, you know, $50, that's the $200. I get that. But then
and we're in there,
down, I'm like,
you know, oh, I'm so sorry. I didn't mean to cut you off.
No,
but,
go ahead.
But we're in there too. Like, we set goals for every account. Because we know, you know, especially with something that's month to month, you know, we're not going to get paid if you guys don't get paid. So we're in there with you. You know, we're doing everything we can. We're pulling that data and making sure we're getting you as much exposure, as much phone calls and traffic as we can, because that's what's going to decide if you're still with us next month. You know, and our goal isn't to just work with you for 1 month. You know, we want somebody that we could work with long term, maybe even grow the company into like a larger package at some point down the line. You know, but I know with this as a starting point, should bring more than enough for you to compare side by side with what you're doing now and make a decision on what's going to be best for you long term. And that's really what the plan is here right in the beginning, you know. So what we're starting with isn't going to be, you know, what we end up doing probably if you're still with us 6 months or a year from now. But, you know, I do want to, you know, just show you the difference. That's pretty much what this is about. It's just to prove it to you rather than you say, oh, I don't know, or have all these hypothetical scenarios on how things will play out.
Right. What does the fee go up to after next month?
No. You'd keep the same pricing structure. You know, the rate would never change on you unless you called in and you were like, hey, you know, it's been going great, but I hired a couple guys. You know, let's expand it. You know, then obviously I'll have to do a bigger package, maybe with some Google ads or do the Google Guarantee program. But it would stay $199 for as long as you're with us. And if it goes up, then, you know, that conversation is going to have to take place beforehand. So you'll be well aware of it.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
So if I pay it and someone searched, I don't know, sink repair, then our name would be one of the first ones that come up.
Exactly. You get 15 different keyword terms or phrases at a time. So sink repair would just be one of them.
Okay. I mean, sure, go ahead and try it. Why not?
Yeah. You're going to love it. I'm thinking you guys should have been doing this already. I just feel like maybe somebody just didn't make it make sense to you. If it doesn't make sense, it's not going to make dollars, so I don't blame you.
This is true.
All right. So, I'm going to create the business profile. It's going to sound a little repetitive. We do have a lot of the information already, but I just want to confirm in case there was any changes that might have happened. So are you still at the 505 Tomochichi? Is that how it's pronounced?
Yeah. Tomochichi.
Okay. And they're going to resend your verification letter. It comes a lot faster, though, when it's from a Google partner. So usually it takes about 3 to 5 days to receive. I'm anticipating we have that by Friday. It's that little postcard says Google on it, and then there's a 5-digit number on the back. You remember that?
I do.
Okay. Perfect. And then did you want to have this address displayed or hidden on Google?
I mean, is there a benefit either way?
No. I mean, personally, I have kids. I would never post my home address or residence online, especially if you're in an industry where you're going to the customer and they're not coming to you. So they really have no reason to go there. But we
okay.
do have to...
Yeah, that's fine.
Yeah, we do have to have your permission to take it off. That's kind of why I'm asking. Don't lead us down that
okay.
route. Okay, and then what's your last name, Michelle?
Smith.
Okay. And are you the sole owner, or do you have a partner?
Partner, which is my husband, Aaron.
Aaron, okay. Two A's?
Nope, it's E-R-O-N-N.
E-R? E is an elephant?
Yes.
Oh, I like that.
E-R-O-N-N.
It's unique.
Yeah, can you hold on one more second?
Sure.
All right. All right, you there?
Yeah, I'm still with you.
Okay, I'm so sorry.
No, it's okay. I was adding Aaron to the profile. We're never going to contact him, but just in case he calls in about the business, we want to make sure that we have him on file. What's his phone number?
404.
Okay.
427-7392.
Okay. We're just going to have him on file. I'll never bug him. Everything will go through you.
Yeah. Please don't put his name in nothing.
No, I won't. Actually, we won't even have your name on there. So the people, they should be calling for Good Ground Contracting, and then if you want to give it to them, they'll figure it out.
Okay. All right, good.
What's your business email address? I'm going to send you everything in writing because of the discounted pricing structure I gave you.
Let's see. I've got two. So let's do goodgroundservice@gmail.com.
All right, and then I'll also send you an invoice receipt. Marketing with Google is considered a write-off, so I'll get it back that way as well.
Yeah.
And then I'm also going to send you access to the tracking system with like a little YouTube video to show you how to use it. It's pretty easy. It's just username and a password, but it kind of walks you through each individual tab and how to request reviews when you guys are maybe leaving or completed a job.
Okay.
Okay, so I got that completed. How would you like the hours of operation displayed?
Just say, I don't know, Monday through Friday, 8 to 6.
6 p.m. Okay. And Saturday and Sunday closed, or you want to buy appointment only?
Yeah. Buy appointment only.
Okay.
Yeah.
I was like, which one? Okay. All right, I gotcha. It's still somewhat early. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, and you guys can accept cash, check, and card from your customers?
Yeah.
All right. So I got the business profile created. There will be a client interview. Client interviews, they usually take about 30 minutes, but we ask for an hour window in case the call goes over. This is where they go over, like, the service area that you cover. We customize it. That way we're not sending you anywhere you don't want to go. And then they'll also go over the keywords with you, right? We'll have recommendations, but you have final say on that. And let's kind of dot the I's and cross the T's and make sure we're representing you properly. So,
there's going to be another Google account
another
for
Google
us,
account?
Not the same one we had.
No. We're going to verify the listing. You can't duplicate them. That causes discrepancies within the search engine. So, we're going to gain access to the current one during the client interview. And then they're going to go into the back end and do the programming from there. Any of the updates that we've created right now on your Google business profile, we're submitting over to them. So that way, once we gain access to that, it's all going to be updated with the most up-to-date information.
And okay, so there won't be two. There'll just be one.
There'll just be one, correct. Yes. And then any other discrepancies that are across the Internet, we'll actually take care of as well. It's called a name, address, and phone number audit. So once we submit the business profile, everything online gets updated with what we put here today. So the address will actually, like, disappear on all the listings, not just the Google listing.
Right. Okay.
Yeah. Yep. But what's a good time for the client interview? Usually takes about 30 minutes, but we need an hour window to complete it. What's your schedule look like today?
I would say about 3:30.
I got a 2 to 3, and then I have a 4 to 5.
Do 4 to 5. Do 2 to 3.
2 to 3? Okay.
Yeah.
All right. I'm going to send you a calendar invitation to your Gmail, and then you're going to get an automated text message 1 hour prior to the appointment, just as a reminder. If anything pops up or changes, just let me know. I could always reschedule it for a later time, but I do want to try to get it knocked out as soon as possible. And the sooner I get you up there, the sooner I can get you guys phone calls and make some money.
Okay.
So let me get you this invitation here. I'm going to send it over to you right now. You have it. Perfect. Client interview technician should be tagged in there as well. All right, And then in terms of securing your first month's payment of the $199, Michelle, how did you want to do that?
What are my options?
You could do Visa, MasterCard, Discover, or American Express, and it could be either a personal or a business account.
Do MasterCard, and it's business.
Business, okay. So Good Ground Contracting, Inc. And then is the billing address the same as the street address that's being PIN verified?
Yeah.
Okay.
Right.
So on the front of that card, there are 16 digits. If you could read it 4 digits at a time from left to right, and then I'll repeat it back to you.
Okay. Wait a minute, I'm gonna pause this.
No problem.
Can you just send me a link and I'll pay it that way so I'm not telling you my number online or?
Oh, no, so we use a VeriSign secure database, like Amazon or eBay, and it's encrypted. So you'll actually see in your tracking system, you'll have access to it once we send you the username and password. But once I input the information, it encrypts it, so it like exits it all out. We can't see it. Even if you called in asking you, they would just be able to tell you it's a MasterCard. And then that's
okay,
why the billings
five, three,
are set
two,
up
two.
To automatic. Oh, sorry, 5322?
Yes.
Okay.
0564.
0564.
0010.
0010.
6441.
6441. Okay, and the expiration date, month and year?
925.
And then 3-digit code on the back.
629.
Okay. Now, that's what I was saying. It encrypts it, and then that's why it's set up to automatically bill. We're not manually processing it. So it goes into the merchant processing, and this is linked with Google so they can monitor the transaction. And then I'm going to send you the invoice receipt and everything in writing right now, too, so that way you have it. Before I process the payment. Oh, did you have a question?
Hold on a second. No, hold on.
Okay. No worries.
Sorry, someone just sent food here. I don't even know who it is.
No problem. We're almost done. So there's a 60-second voice verification. This is an added form of protection for you, and we'll send this to you in writing with that invoice receipt. As I'm walking you through it, if there's anything I say that you don't understand or don't agree with, just feel free to stop me, okay?
Sure.
All right, so you are on a recorded line. It says, welcome to Local Splash's voice verification. This call will be recorded for quality assurance to outline your service agreement with our company and is an added form of protection for you as a business owner. It says, to ensure the accuracy of your order, can you please state your business name?
Good Ground Contracting.
Thank you. And your business is incorporated, correct?
That is correct.
Okay. And can you please state your name and title within the company?
Michelle Smith, owner.
Thank you. And are you authorized to enter into this agreement on behalf of your business today?
Yes.
All right. And are you an authorized user on the billing of the account that you've provided?
Yes.
Okay. So it says, to get results as fast as possible, it is important that you are actively involved in your campaign. Do you agree to be responsive to phone calls and emails from our company and your customers within a reasonable period of time?
Yes. Hold on 1 second, okay?
No problem.
Are you there?
Yeah, I'm still with you. Can you hear me?
I can.
Okay. So still on the voice verification recording. The last question was just asking that you be responsive to us and your customers within a reasonable period of time. So it says like 24 to 48 hours, although you're going to have the best response time and the best success when you answer the calls live as they come through. And then it says here, in hiring Local Splash as your Google certified marketing representative, do you agree to disclose any additional online marketing efforts during the term of your agreement with us?
Say that again.
Yep. So just to kind of put it in layman's terms, we're asking that you let us know before you do anything additional that has to do with online marketing. So that way we're not like duplicating any of the listings and you're not paying for something that you already have through us.
So you're saying I have to tell you before I do something?
No.
I'm confused.
No. So we know what you're already using online, like with the Home Advisor by Angie's, right? Before you do something else online, we do want you to touch base so that way we can make sure that you're not paying for something that you already have through us or duplicating anything. Because remember those directory submissions that I talked to you about, like Yelp and Yellow Pages? You have all those. You don't need that. But we don't do Facebook ads. We do offer it, but it's not in this particular package. But if that's something you want to do, that wouldn't be a problem, right? That's why we have you double check, because maybe you go and you create a Thumbtack account, but we already created a Thumbtack account for you. Then there's going to be two of them. And then it causes a discrepancy with Google. Google wants all the listings and information to match up. Same name, address, phone number, everything, so it's uniform. So it causes kind of a little headache if they're like, hey, there's two of these, you need to go and delete one. And we're like, oh, we don't know how that other one got up and running, right? So it's just best to have kind of communication on that. I don't think you're going to need anything else anytime soon, but, just full disclosure there. And then obviously if you want to upgrade to like Facebook ads or Google ads, we can always do that for you down the line.
Let me ask you a question. How long does it take before this is up and running, like everything's ready?
Yeah, so we have to have the PIN verification done. So this week you wouldn't really see much of anything. We have to do the client interview and get your PIN verified. By this time next week, you should start seeing an increase in exposure and traffic.
Okay.
Month two will probably be more profitable than month one, but you'll still be able to see good return on investment.
Okay. You know what? I think I want to wait to do this.
Oh. I processed the first month's payment.
Can it be refunded or not?
Oh, geez. Can I ask why the sudden change?
Yeah, because when you told me it was through Local Splash.
Uh-huh.
And I should have done that earlier. I looked it up, and everything I see on here is not good.
What do you mean? Our
like
reviews?
All the reviews? Yeah.
We have 770 reviews at a 4.1 star rating.
And it's Local Splash?
Yeah. We're a premier Google partner. You click on our website, it says right on it, premier Google partner, has our license, our live link. Been in business since 2004. I've been here 10 years.
Let me see. I'm on the wrong one. Hold on. When it said Local Splash, I was like, okay, sure, I'll go see what it is. So when you were reading, I was listening, but that's why I was like, wait, hold on. Let me read this, because everything on here is not good. So
that's crazy.
Splash,
I've been here a long
marketing
time.
Platform.
Yeah, it should say Local Splash, local SEO service trusted by thousands.
Yes, I see that one. Okay, but when I go to the reviews for Splash, Local Splash?
The Google reviews?
Like not through your company, but just in general.
On what platform? Does it tell you what site?
Because
we're A-plus rated with the BBB. We have no unresolved complaints over 17, almost 18 years in business.
So So I went to Google and I typed in local / reviews.
Mm-hmm.
And it says, hold on, let me scroll down some.
From the SiteJabber? I see that one. I see there's 9 reviews on SiteJabber. And that one comes as 3-star on those 9 ones.
Yeah, that's the one I looked up. That was one of them. Yeah, that was one because it said like it was. Anyway, that was one I did look at for those. And then you cannot get a hold of it. Can't get a hold of anyone. The phone just rings forever. But I'm thinking, okay, but would I need to contact
yeah.
anyone?
Yeah. Well, there's featuredcustomers.com. You have Google reviews. Featured Customers has 1,076 for 4.8 star. The Google reviews has 770. For 4.1 star, and you got SiteJabber that's got 9.
Okay, so maybe those people were just really upset.
Yeah, you have like a 5% chance of not liking this program, and it's gonna come down, and it's very slim. That's what I was telling you. If you compare it to Home Advisor or Angie's that you're using now, I mean. This has been the most profitable form of advertising for the last, 18, 20 years. So I can't say that we've never had a bad review, but neither can Disneyland. And they still call it the happiest place on
Earth. Yeah, right. Yeah, right. No doubt. No doubt. So here's one right here on the Better Business Bureau. And, I mean, yeah. I get what you're saying, but this says, they would have everything up and running within 2 months. Mm-hmm. Is that how long it'll take?
No, it won't take that long. That particular client, if they said 2 months, they must have been doing like a statewide Google ad. So that's a little bit different depending on the state that they're in too. Google ads are, you could put them anywhere. It's not just covering a 50-mile radius like a Google Places placement where you pin verify it. So those do take a long time to set up because we have to go and do an individual programming for each individual area that we're optimizing them in and for each keyword in those areas. So it's very time consuming and we want to make sure we under promise and over deliver. So that way if we tell them 2 months and they get up there in a month or a month and a half, then, they're usually happy campers at that point. And that's
right.
Only if it's a really large campaign.
But it should be up and running within the next week, you said.
Yeah, for you it could be even quicker too because you've already been PIN verified before, so it's an advanced verification. They may be able to even do it over the phone during your client interview, but I can't guarantee that. But yeah, you'll be able to see return on investment in the first month. Absolutely. So by the time your next billing rolls around, we'll already have clients, more than enough clients to have offset the cost of the program, have it make sense for you guys financially. And then, by the way, so the way you keep an A-plus rating on the... Hello? Did you disconnect?